Okay, Shannon's here with me today. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about what happened to you?
Well, you know, I had a back injury from heavy lifting, and at the time I didn't really know what I had done to my back until about 3 months later, so I had done a lot of damage. When I finally got to the doctor, they told me that they needed an MRI, and so I went ahead and did that, and then they told me that they wanted to perform surgery on me, mm-hmm. and I was really skeptical about going because I had heard that people that have back surgery never just have one, they have multiple surgeries. Mm-hmm. So I was a little hesitant on doing that, so I went to go see a chiropractor instead, and that helped a little and only very, very temporary. So I saw another doctor who told me that I should probably have surgery and gave me all kinds of drugs to take, and it was just, it was a terrible experience, and the pain was so excruciating that eventually I was bedridden, and I could no longer go to school, could no longer work, and
when was your injury? Sorry.
My injury was about 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
2.5 years
and
ago.
And so how long did it take before you were bedridden?
It took about, I would say, 3 months after the original injury that I couldn't move anymore.
You could not even stand up?
No. I needed help. Mm-hmm. I needed help to stand up.
So it was pretty bad?
It was very bad. Mm-hmm. It was very bad. And the only way I could stand up on my own was in excruciating amounts of pain, and if I was taking codeine or Vicodin, some sort of pain mm-hmm. reliever.
Okay. So now, were you in pain at the time of the accident, or you didn't really realize it? Is that what you said?
A little bit of pain, but it just kept getting worse and worse
okay,
and
so
worse.
Okay, so progressively. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was lower back?
Yes.
Okay, so the chiropractor did some good, but...
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. But, you know, it was just, like I said, it was very temporary, and mm-hmm. it didn't help me, you know, very much at all. So,
okay.
You know.
So this is... By the time when you were bedridden to up till now, it's about 2 years. So what did you do? What did you do?
You know, I just decided not to have the surgery and to stay at home and to just heal on my own. Mm-hmm. And that worked. However, I'll tell you what, my energy level after that mm-hmm. was extremely low.
Right.
I mean,
that's understandable.
I couldn't do normal everyday things. I'm only 32, mm-hmm. and going to the grocery store was my big event for the day. I could not do anything more than that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at this age, I should not be feeling this way.
Right.
So I decided, you know, okay, my back doesn't hurt me as much anymore. It still hurts on occasion, but the energy level, there must be something that I can do about mm-hmm. this. And
so your pain is pretty much gone, would you say?
Yes,
then?
I okay. would say it is.
But then resulting from the pain, your energy just totally went down?
Next to nothing.
Okay.
Next to nothing. And I don't know what that's from. Maybe it's because, you know, I was just immobile for mm-hmm. 2 years that,
right.
you know, that the energy wasn't flowing mm-hmm. in me. I really don't know. I just know that I didn't have any mm-hmm. and that I wanted some
right.
so I can be a normal person again.
Right. So then what did you do?
You know, my stepfather came here to see Dr. Tong and told me just about his great results. So I said, you know, I'm going to come. I'm going to mm-hmm. come. And, you know, I did, and I'm so thankful I did mm-hmm. because it's not an overnight process, but I'll tell you what, my energy, I haven't felt like this since I was about 21,
mm-hmm.
and it's rare that my back hurts me, and it's just the most natural thing, I would say. It's just helped me immensely. I can go and run errands. I can work and not feel, you know, exhausted and tired and have to come home and take a 3 or 4 hour nap.
Right.
I feel like I can be normal and go and do normal things, and I have a lot more energy now than even when I came in.
Mm-hmm.
There are some days where I don't feel quite right, mm-hmm. but it's nothing how I felt when I had my back injury at mm-hmm. first.
Now, how many treatments have you had so far then? How long have you been seeing Dr. Tong for?
I've been seeing Dr. Tong for about 5 weeks now.
Okay.
And the improvement is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
My back no longer feels weak. Mm-hmm. I have no pain at all. And guess what? The best part is I'm drug free.
Mm-hmm.
No more prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't have to take the codeine. I don't have to take any muscle relaxers. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And let me tell you, that was doing great harm to my body. Now that I mm-hmm. find out, it was killing my liver
yeah.
and killing my kidneys.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And now I don't have to take it at all.
Mm-hmm. And you're fine.
And I'm fine. I'm fine.
Well, you look much better than when you first
Thank
came.
You. I do, though, because I feel much better.
Yeah.
I think it really shows.
Yeah,
and I'm just so grateful to you guys here and obviously to Dr. Tong, because it's helped me so much. And there comes a time where you think that, what else am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have surgery, and you feel like almost you're going to go crazy because you don't feel normal, but you don't mm-hmm. know exactly what to do.
Right.
And now I do.
Uh-huh.
And now
That's
I do.
Great. Now, let's see. Have you been put on the supplements and herbs, homeopathics?
All of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how has that affected you?
Just like I said, more energy.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell the days where if I don't take them, then the next day I don't feel as well.
Mm-hmm.
But combined homeopathic drops, the supplements, and then the herb tea have made just an incredible impact
mm-hmm.
on my well-being,
right.
my emotional state, and
yeah.
the energy level.
So you feel more stable now, and
most definitely,
mm-hmm.
most definitely.
Right. So you most likely you were very deficient in all. That's why you need the supplements and things like that.
Oh, I'm sure that I was. I'm sure that I was very deficient, and I'm sure that my body wasn't processing regular foods properly because I had no energy
right.
at the time. And who knows, maybe the drugs could have been a factor in
right.
that as
I'm
well.
I'm sure they were.
So
yeah. And also, so your outlook, are you, how emotionally, how are you?
I'm happy. You know, I haven't felt like this in a long time. It's hard to go through an injury,
mm-hmm.
especially when, you know, like if you're going to college and then
yeah.
you have to give that up, and then you're
That's,
working and you have to give
yeah.
that up, and then obviously I couldn't pay rent, so I had to give that up and
yeah.
move back in with my folks. And that's a little hard, you know.
Yeah.
It's,
when you're older, of course.
Yes, it's a little hard, and you tend to get depressed, and then
mm-hmm.
when you can't move your body, I think everything gets stagnated, and
mm-hmm.
it's just this vicious circle. Now I can move. Just my energy level, like I said, is increased, you know, tenfold,
mm-hmm.
and my emotional state of being is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty depressed when I came in here.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe a couple of the gals in the office saw me, and I didn't look very well. And now I come in, and I'm happy, and I'm smiling, and
yeah,
and
I can
I'm
see
laughing.
It in your face.
Yeah, and I feel so much better.
Well, good. I'm very happy for you.
So am I.
Okay.
So am I.
So you're going to keep up with the treatments, maintain?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, this thing is more of a way of life, too, I would
right.
say.
To keep balance.
Yeah, to keep balance and, you know, eating better, you know, watch what you eat as far as, you know, include those fresh vegetables, include the fruit,
mm-hmm.
and just do it, because I don't think I really realized how much food affects my body.
Yeah.
You know, you eat one candy bar and then, you
You're
know,
shot.
the whole week's treatment is shot. And it's not worth it. And
yeah.
I think that someone like me who just wants to feel normal and just feel better,
mm-hmm.
I definitely will keep on the supplements and watching the kind of foods that I put into my body.
Yeah, it's important.
Very much so. And I've experienced it firsthand.
Right. That's why you know.
This is true.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.